My name's Nick Gardner. I have a show here on KCNR, Sunday mornings from 8 a.m. to 9 a.m. every other Sunday. The name of my show is Poke the Hornet's Nest. I'm going to concentrate on local politics mainly, but we'll talk about national politics also. You'll get the view of the common citizen here in Redding, California. And remember, today is the first day of the rest of your life. Maybe it's a good time for a new perspective about what's been going on in our town, in our state, in our nation. I hope you tune in and hear the other side of the news.
Everybody, listen up!
This is a special best of edition of America Outdoors Radio.
It's time for America Outdoors Radio, the show that covers the outdoor scene across the U.S. of A. and the entire continent. Fishing, hunting, conservation, outdoor recreation, and great destinations, we cover it all every week. It's your country, your outdoors. Let's explore it together with your host, John Cruz.
What an adventure. That's a good way to sum up my 2,600-mile road trip to and from Aberdeen, South Dakota last week, where I went pheasant hunting. I know what you're thinking. That's a long ways to go for a few roosters, but trust me, the trip was worth it. It was put together by the fine folks at Pheasants Forever and hosted by the Aberdeen Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. The hunters included Jared Wicklund and Anthony Halk from Pheasants Forever, along with their great dogs, and Casey Wisemantle, the executive director of the local CVB, who, by the way, is a crack shot. Also hunting the prairies of South Dakota with us was Emmett Lenahan and Matt Morlock, as well as several members of the outdoors industry and media, to include Andrew McKean, the editor-at-large for Outdoor Life magazine, Matt Soberg, editor of several publications, to include Covey Rise magazine, Paul Smith, the outdoors editor for the Milwaukee Journal Sentinel, and Tom Hansen, the wing shooting product manager for Orvis. I saw more pheasant in 2 days that I've seen in the last 10 years in my home state of Washington. And during our walks amongst the prairie grass, sorghum, and cornrows, we jumped all sorts of other wildlife too, including an astounding number of white-tailed deer, which included a whole bunch of healthy-looking bucks with some decent racks. It was not only a great hunting experience, but a wonderful learning experience, too, about the importance of pheasant hunting to the South Dakota state economy, how farming and conservation practices can improve pheasant hunting and habitat, and how much fun it is to hunt both public and private lands for ringnecks. This week on the show, we'll be talking to four of the people we hunted with in South Dakota. We'll start off with Casey Wisemantle, who will orient you to the pheasant hunting around here and explain just how much this means to the local and state economy. From there, we'll hunt some of the many publicly accessible lands around Aberdeen, and Jared Wicklund with Pheasants Forever will share that experience with you. From public lands, we'll head to a private farm and ranch where Eric Johansson, co-owner of Johansson Farms Outfitting, will take us out for an unbelievable afternoon hunt where we'll see hundreds of pheasant and shoot a few of those too. Eric will explain how he and his family turned their farm and ranch into the magnificent pheasant wildlife habitat that we got to enjoy during our visit, where we hunted nothing but wild birds. That's right, a private operation with no planted birds. Every one of these roosters and hens that we saw, they were flying wild because they were wild. Finally, we'll talk to Matt Morlock, the man in charge when it comes to Pheasants Forever in South Dakota. Matt's going to tell you about how some of the grazing and farming practices implemented by the Johansons, along with enrollment of land into the Federal Conservation Reserve Program, are paying huge dividends for pheasant, wildlife, hunters, and businesses in the area. Better still, Matt will let you know how you can do some of these things in your state too, which will benefit all of the above. And now it's time to take you to Aberdeen, South Dakota, where we are pheasant hunting, and boy, what a pheasant hunting trip we're going to share with you today. With us here to tell you more about it is Casey Wisemantel. He is the executive director of the Aberdeen Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. He's been our host, and Casey, it's been one heck of a ride. Thanks for a great experience.
It's been great having you guys out here. You are exactly right. It's been a great experience. We couldn't ask for anything more.
Well, I'll tell you what. I have fallen in love with Aberdeen. I have fallen in love with South Dakota pheasant hunting. Folks, if it's not on your bucket list and you're a pheasant hunter, you are missing out. You have got to come here. Let's tell folks how popular this place is. I mean, you've got 1,000 hotel rooms, give or take, in town, and you've got about 28,000 people in this town. How many of them are booked up for pheasant hunting season?
We're booked solid, believe it or not, we are. Pheasant opener is the third Saturday in October, traditionally, and it goes through the end of December. And for that first month, the hotels are booked solid. And it's not only the hunters that are here, it's the hunters and their dogs. Every hotel allows dogs. You have to have that. That's a prerequisite in Aberdeen. But they're booked solid for that first month. Right around Thanksgiving, kind of tapers off a little bit, obviously because of the holiday. But then it picks back up for that late season pheasant hunting. And that's the biggest thing that we try to push, is that late season pheasant hunting. You don't have to be here for pheasant opener. As you saw today, there are plenty of birds to be had. And pushing that late season pheasant hunting, you have the run of the place all to yourself. And that's where we see that uptick after Thanksgiving.
I want to talk a little bit about Aberdeen itself and the people here, because we're staying at the Best Western Ramcota Hotel, and folks, it's a great hotel to stay at. It's clean, the rooms are spacious, great breakfast in the morning, hot breakfast. There's a restaurant that serves great food in the evening. There's a little bar there, too, and there's an indoor pool if you're bringing the kids. There's a hot tub if you want to enjoy that. And oh, by the way, the customer service. I absolutely love the people here, and every morning when you're on your way out to hunting, they are going to tell you, good luck on your hunt today. I mean, Hunt Aberdeen's kind of the slogan around here, and you're going to find it all over town. People see you're a hunter. They want you to have a good time. They want you to have success, and they mean it. I've never seen such a hunter-friendly town as Aberdeen, South Dakota.
You're exactly right. That's the biggest thing we pride ourselves on, is our hospitality and our customer service, because we see those hunters that have been coming back year after year, 10, 15, 20, 20-plus years. They're bringing that second, third generation with them to allow them to experience what they've been allowed to enjoy. But you're right, this morning, the gal at the Best Western Ramcota, she was a little mad because she didn't get to see the hunting dogs before we left. She's like, tell those guys to bring their dogs in. I want to pet their dogs. And I'm like, we'll be back later. You can pet them then. But you're exactly right. We are very accommodating. We have to be, because our philosophy is you can go anywhere in South Dakota and have a great time pheasant hunting. We just want you to come to Aberdeen.
Well, and there's a really good reason to come to Aberdeen, and that's because of how much public access is available in the county that Aberdeen is located. I mean, there is tons of public access, as we found out the first day that we were hunting with you.
You're exactly right. Typically, it's kind of a little hidden secret where we're at. Aberdeen is located in Brown County, and Brown County is the third largest population-wise, the third largest county in the state of South Dakota. But as far as birds harvested go, there's only four places that harvest more birds than Brown County itself. And that's South Dakota as a whole, North Dakota as a whole, Minnesota as a whole, and Iowa as a whole, and then there's Brown County. So if you're looking for the spot to go to whittle it down, if you want me to whittle it down for you, you got to come to Aberdeen. There's no other way around it.
Based on all the wild birds we've seen the last 2 days, I couldn't agree more. Let's talk a little bit about limits. What's the daily bag limit, and what's the possession limit for hunters?
3 rooster pheasants a day, and you can possess up to a 5-day limit. So you can have 15 birds in your possession. But keep in mind, if you only hunt 2 days, you can only have 6 birds. Makes sense.
Right.
But yeah, 3-day limit and up to a 5-day possession limit, 15.
And one other thing that's kind of unusual here that you don't see in all the other states is there's a start time. So early in the season, you don't even get to start pheasant hunting till noon, and then it changes.
We call it a gentleman's hunt. Gives you a little bit of time to enjoy that hospitality in the evening prior, to go out and have partake in the festivities and experience what Aberdeen really has to offer. But you're right. The first 2 weeks, it starts at noon and it goes till sundown. And then right around that daylight savings time, it switches, and it switches to 10 in the morning until sundown. And as you saw today, we didn't start hunting until, what, 1 o'clock?
Right.
And look at the success we had. To be able to start at noon, let alone 10 o'clock in the morning, that's plenty enough time to go bag some birds.
It is. And you're absolutely right, too, about Aberdeen having a lot to offer. Go to the downtown district, folks. There's some great restaurants. There's some great places to hang out. The Brass Kettle was a big hit. We had some fantastic food there. Again, wonderful customer service. Unfortunately, I could go on and on and on, because, like I said, I fall in love with the place, but we got to go. So before we do, let's tell people how they can find out more about Aberdeen, South Dakota, the hunting they have to offer, and book a stay here and plan a trip.
You said it the best. I couldn't agree more. The best selling point we have in Aberdeen is the word of mouth, everybody passing it on. To experience what we have to offer, we have two websites and we have two Facebook pages, both of them the same. Visit AberdeenSD.com is our website and Facebook page, and then HuntFishSD.com is our website and Facebook page. And that Hunt Fish is geared directly to those sportsmen. We call it, quote-unquote, our one-stop shop for everything you need to do to plan that successful trip, whether it's with a guide or an outfitter, whether it's public hunting on your own or possibly a preserve. Everything is on that website. It's our one-stop resource to plan that trip.
Well, this is a hunting and fishing show, so we are going to huntfishsd.com. That's huntfishsd.com. And, folks, I know I'm coming back. I'm going to be hitting that website as soon as I get back home so I can plan my next trip. And if you're smart, you'll start planning yours right now. Casey, thanks again for a wonderful experience and for sharing it with us on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. There's over 200 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, accurate, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharpTools.com.
Aloha, this is Kevin, Operations Manager at Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. A professionally cleaned business sends a message to your paying customers. It says you are a company that cares about your image and always presenting the very best impression. Time after time, I've talked to clients who shopped for the lowest price and after a few months realized that their professional image was suffering. They didn't know who was actually coming into their offices to do the cleaning, and they just weren't getting the value they were paying for. Be wary of big-name companies that take your money, then hire unknown contractors to do the work. Since 1987, Maui Bob's Office Cleaning, your local professionals, have been offering the best in office cleaning by our screened, bonded, and insured staff. Take pride in your business and say aloha to your customers with the professional cleaning services from Maui Bob's Office Cleaning. Call 221-5868, 221-5868, MauiBob'sOfficeCleaning.com.
North State Now is a magazine formatted show at 6 p.m. every Thursday night. The first Thursday is yours truly, Linda Bott, featuring what's going on in our town. The second Thursday is hosted by Michelle Slade, featuring heroes of the North State. The third Thursday is hosted by none other than James Masada and Rhonda Albee from Enjoy the Magazine and Enjoy the Store. Our newest edition is the fourth Thursday of the month, Women of Vision. That's North State Now, Thursday at 6 p.m., also streaming on KCNR 14. 60.com.
From the Pacific Justice Institute, this is The Legal Edge.
A private Christian college in Missouri, the College of the Ozarks, remains in the battle to oppose a government policy essentially requiring the school to place students in dormitories according to their sexual orientation and gender identity rather than their biological sex.
Learn more about our ministry and get exclusive email updates by registering for The Legal Insider at pji.org.
Welcome back to America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We continue to broadcast from Aberdeen, South Dakota. That's where we're hunting with a group from Pheasants Forever. And with us today to wrap up day one of our hunting on public land and public access lands is Jared Wicklin with Pheasants Forever. Jared, thanks for a great day in the field.
Yeah, how are your legs doing? Mine are a little bit tired still, but we saw a lot of birds today, so that was a good start.
We saw a lot of birds, and me being about 20 years older than you, my legs are probably a little more tired than yours. What are you thinking? We walked 8-9 miles today?
We walked probably 8 to 9 miles, saw a couple hundred birds, you know, but it's late season hunting here in South Dakota. Those birds are jumpy, they're really wily. Without any snow on the ground, they tend to run, and they're concentrated in certain areas of heavy cover next to a food source. And I think we found that out really quick after searching for a few fields, struck out a few times, and then we started focusing on cattails with heavy grass cover, and that's where they were.
Oh, they sure were. And I actually really enjoyed the day. I mean, we ended up knocking down 8 birds. Dogs found 7 of them. Unfortunately, mine was the one that was not found because it ran a long, long ways and was never seen again. But, you know, it was a ton of fun. And I think the star of the show was the habitat and the fact that this habitat really works for growing lots and lots of wild pheasants here in South Dakota. You know, this prairie grass and the different types of grasses and the cattails and the cover it all allows is just a recipe for success. How do farmers afford to go ahead and keep their fields in these conditions? Because they're not growing crops to do so.
Yep, so you hit the nail on the head there, and that habitat is really the key to the pheasant populations that they have here in the pheasant capital. We work exclusively with landowners to try to sign up more acres through their South Dakota's walk-in access program. And specifically, some of the areas we were hunting today were enrolled in the Aberdeen Pheasant Coalition coalition properties. And those are properties that Pheasants Forever uses chapter money and money from businesses that are supported by pheasant hunters here in Aberdeen, South Dakota. And that money is used as an incentive to sign up new conservation reserve program acres that pay landowners to take their land out of production for wildlife habitat, and also sign them up as walk-in access acres. So it's kind of a dual access and habitat program that really pays benefits. You know, in the first couple fields we walk, the Aberdeen Pheasant Coalition properties are ideally suited to hatching pheasants. A lot of forbs, wheatgrass. So once we get some really heavy snows, you know, the birds tend to move out of those areas seeking more thermal cover. So and we found that today. You know, we shot a couple birds on Aberdeen Pheasant Coalition properties, and after that we focused on CREP, or Conservation Reserve Enhancement Program, that basically protects water quality, so a lot of cattails, a lot of heavy cover next to cornfields, and that seemed to be the recipe for success. But private landowners play a major role in pheasant populations, not just here in South Dakota, but all throughout the United States and pheasant range. Because if you look at the amount of private land ownership in a lot of these big pheasant states, we can't do it without private landowners. And tomorrow, I guess, we're headed to Eric Johansson's farm, Johansson Family Farms, and we're going to take a look at the recipe for success on private lands about hatching pheasants and why it's so important to have private landowners backing us for public side of things.
You're listening to America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz. We're talking to Jared Wicklin with Pheasants Forever about a great hunt that we've enjoyed today around Aberdeen, South Dakota. Getting back to these public access lands, I think it's important for people to know that there's a lot of land out there. And a couple things that stood out for me was the fact that these were all wild birds that we were hunting. We saw a couple hundred wild birds, definitely not all within range because they are wily wild birds and they know how to run at this time of year. But there's just lots of room to roam. And, you know, we didn't even see another hunter. I mean, there was no competition at all for us. I know that's not the way it is the first couple weeks of the year, but you do a late season pheasant hunt out here, you've got lots of fields to choose from with lots of pheasant in them.
Yep, they say about 75% of the hunting that's done, whether it's South Dakota or any of the other pheasant states, is done in the first 3 to 4 weeks of the season. And after that, we do have a lot of areas to roam. And Brown County, right here in the Aberdeen region, this is Brown County, South Dakota, is really known as the pheasant capital for the amount of public land they have. You know, per capita or per acre, square mile, they have more public land here in Brown County, South Dakota, than anywhere in the rest of the pheasant capital here. So there's a lot of opportunity, a lot of wild birds. It's moving around and finding those pockets where the birds haven't been disturbed. But you're right. I saw two other hunters all day, and that was driving in a truck on one of the highways. And we never ran into anybody else. We didn't run into any tracks, you know, in the little bit of snow that was at the parking area. So it just goes to show that late season and hunting in South Dakota can be really good. You know, we've got a bigger group today. We made a little noise. As you saw, we had hundreds of wild pheasants ahead of us bailing out, you know, and we're trying to get after them. We got a few of them later in the day, kind of a last-ditch effort. But, you know, by and large, there are a lot of birds left here in South Dakota. And with an average winter and some good spring weather, we're hoping for another great increase next year in the pheasant capital.
So one other thing I want to broach here, Jared, is pen release birds. I mean, in a state that is literally flush, pun intended, folks, with wild pheasants, why are there pen raised birds that people are hunting in South Dakota?
You do have big operations here, big lodges, big outfitters that bring in corporate groups, lot larger groups. I mean, I'm talking 15 to 25 people at a time. And those with preserve status, they like to put birds out there, especially in a down year or two. When they put birds out, it gives people, it's still a target-rich environment. But by and large, you know, South Dakota Game Fish and Parks keeps track of all those. The numbers of pen-raised birds that are put out in the landscape are separated out from the wild bird harvest. It's on South Dakota Game Fish and Parks website. So don't be misled. This is basically an all wild bird state, and you know, people talk about, oh, people releasing pheasants and whatnot. That's just for the preserves and people that
choose to have that experience over the public access, public lands, wild bird experience, which, frankly, you're going to work harder for.
Exactly. Anybody with a preserve status, you know, they're going to release a few birds. But by and large, this is a wild bird state, and we saw that today. And, you know, when we're walking through a CRP area, we're walking through one of these Aberdeen Coalition properties, and we look ahead and you see, you know, 100 to 200 birds boiling out. Those aren't pen-raised birds. Those are wild-raised South Dakota pheasants. And we saw that today. And just, you know, driving around and, you know, especially late in the evening when we started our last hunt, I mean, wow, you look at the fields around there, and there's pheasants everywhere. Yep. And when we drive up and you slow down just a little bit, those birds are taking off and they're flying towards cover because they're just as wily as any other state. So it was a great experience. We saw a lot of birds, and this really is an upland hunter's paradise, especially late season. You can have a really good hunt here in South Dakota late season.
I agree completely, folks. We've got lots more of South Dakota pheasant hunting coming your way during this show. But if you want to find out more now, South Dakota and Aberdeen have both done a great job of putting together pamphlets, brochures, and information for you. Just Google Aberdeen, South Dakota. Just Google South Dakota Game Fish and Parks. And definitely go to pheasantsforever.org. You'll find all sorts of information about hunting in this great state. And if you haven't done so yet, make plans to do so, because this really is the capital, the Mecca, the Shangri-La, the place to be for pheasant hunting in the United States. Jared, looking forward to another great hunt with you tomorrow.
Thanks for coming out. We're going to have a great time at Johansson Farms tomorrow and looking at the private side. And we're going to see plenty of public land roosters along the drive.
Come Come explore the Dalles in Oregon for outdoors fun. Hike amongst the wildflowers, bike our riverfront trail, or visit the Gorge Discovery Center where you can enjoy a live raptor display, or even check out our National Neon Sign Museum. But don't forget the fishing. We've got salmon, steelhead, bass, walleye, and monster-sized sturgeon waiting just for you. When the day is done, tell those tall tales at one of our wineries, breweries, or restaurants, and plan your next adventure. Find out more at explorethedalles.com.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts Wayne Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to kcnr1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. Time has come for 51 in a Jefferson state of mind.
I'm celebrating local heroes. Tune in the second Thursday each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now. I'm Michelle Slade. During North State Now, we will speak with your neighbors, friends, family, and community members who give back, not to be recognized, but because it's the right thing to do. During these conversations, we will learn what truly makes our community and the people in it. Join me the second Thursday of each month at 6.05 p.m. right after the news for Heroes of the North State on North State Now.
Founded in 1995, GI Pathology is the only physician-owned laboratory in the United States dedicated solely to the practice of gastrointestinal and liver pathology. The company provides the highest quality GI pathology diagnosis made exclusively by one of our fellowship-trained gastrointestinal and liver pathologists. GI Pathology delivers results to its Northern California client base within an industry-leading 24 hours. Call 888-2-GI-PATH or go to www.gipath.com for more information.
Nothing says hang on to summer like classic root beer float treats. At Black Bear Diner, they paired sweet root beer and decadent vanilla cream in a dreamy cream pie filling to make a root beer float pie, served in a graham cracker crust and topped with whipped cream and maraschino cherries. Grab one with your meal or box one up to go. Always shareable, always delicious. But hurry! Serve this month only at Black Bear Diner, 2605 Hilltop Drive, where you can always feed your inner bear. Dine-in, delivery, and carry-out available.
Black Bear Diner.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
You're listening to a special Best Of edition of America Outdoors Radio.
You're back with America Outdoors Radio. I'm John Cruz, and I'll tell you what. I just experienced the best day of pheasant hunting in my life. I'm over 50 years old. I've been on a lot of pheasant hunts, primarily in the northwestern U.S., and I've never seen as many birds as I saw today here in South Dakota. The place I was hunting was Johansen Farms. It's near the little town of Tolstoy, and with me here to tell you more about this spectacular operation is Eric Johansen. Eric, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. Appreciate it. It was a great day.
Well, Eric, it really was a great day. And I can't thank you enough for hosting us as part of this Pheasants Forever media hunt. Several of us, members of the outdoors media, got to come out here, enjoy your hospitality. I mean, first off, you took the time to explain what you do here. We're going to get into that in just a minute. But before we do, I want to talk about the hunting because, I mean, this is a fantastic operation you have here with Johansen Farms Outfitting in terms of giving people a place to stay in South Dakota, feeding them meals if they want meals, and then taking them hunting in some spectacular places for guided hunts. And they're going to see hundreds and hundreds of pheasants, all wild birds. I can't think of anywhere else where you can have this opportunity for an affordable price.
Well, to say we're the only place that has this opportunity, I think would be short-sighted. But what we do is we really focus on the wild bird aspect. South Dakota is known for its pheasant hunting. We're in the type of environment within, especially where we're at, and our family farm and operation in the Prairie Pothole region, where when the weather cooperates and you do a few things in a farming or grazing operation for wildlife habitat, you can have just robust pheasant numbers. And being able to offer that to the truly passionate wild bird hunter is something special to us as a family, and we really enjoy doing it.
And you really do it well. And folks, it really all comes down to habitat, habitat, habitat. I mean, again, these are wild birds. This is not a preserve experience, but you have, like you said, a robust population of wild pheasant and all sorts of other game that people are going to see out here too, including a ton of white-tailed deer. Let's talk a little bit about how you made this happen, because you've got this pheasant hunting operation, but it's actually a byproduct of your daily living, which is ranching and farming, isn't it?
Yeah, I mean, first and foremost, we're a family farm operation. We're a real, true working farm and ranch. Farm a diverse mix of crops, small grains all the way up to fall row crops, such as corn and soybeans. And then we also run a beef cow herd and, you know, raise what we really hope and we strive every day to be some of the best beef out there for the consumer. So that's the key. By doing all the things right with the environment, maximizing our production in the area where we're at, taking care of our native prairie on our ag land using a no-till farming system that works well for us to conserve moisture because we're all dry land farming, the benefits of that, not only on the ag production side are great, but you have another benefit that most people don't realize, and you have a lot of habitat for ground nesting birds. And in South Dakota, pheasant is the king. And we just have the type of climate, and as long as you have the habitat for them and Mother Nature cooperates a little bit, they kind of take care of themselves. So,
the habitat we were hunting today was sorghum, was corn, was, you know, basically prairie grass, fairly high prairie grass that was out there. And it all offered good cover, especially in these colder months that we're hunting in right now. But like you explained earlier in the day, it's not what we're looking at now that makes this such a great pheasant hunting spot. It's what happens in the spring, and it's how you farm, and it's these native prairie grasses, and it's how you graze that allows basically these birds to nest, these birds to have cover, and then get to the point where we can hunt them now.
Yeah, I mean, when you're talking wild birds, it all comes down to nesting conditions and brood rearing conditions, and you have to have the habitat for them. And through our rotational graze system, when we rotational graze all our native prairie systems, limiting access to the cattle to certain areas and limiting the time and the pressure, what we're doing is we're bringing that native prairie back to the way it was when the buffalo roamed on it. We're bringing all these wildflowers and forbs back into the system that are naturally occurring, but unless you can control the grazing pressure and disrupt the grazing pressure a little bit, what you can do in a rotational grazing system, it's hard to get that back on a lot of this native prairie that maybe been overgrazed or just grazed in a wrong way for so long before people really knew the benefits to it. And you get that diverse plant species back on the grasslands. The soil in the grasslands improve because you got the symbiotic relationship between your native flowering forbs and your warm and cool season grasses. And that's great for beef production because you got more grass out there, but an added benefit is it's just phenomenal bird nesting habitat. And as long as the weather cooperates, you can just have great nesting conditions and chick survivability rates for the young birds.
Well, you're doing something really right here. And again, the opportunity to hunt wild birds, to me, is just so much more fulfilling than what you're going to find in a lot of preserves. I mean, don't get me wrong. There's a lot of great preserves out there. There's a lot of great lodges that, you know, take great care to give you a great experience. But to me, the ultimate is hunting wild pheasant. And seeing as many as I did today was just an off-the-charts wonderful experience. Let's talk about what a trip with you looks like in terms of people are going to book a trip. You know, is it usually, what, 2 or 3 days of hunting and getting here and staying an extra night?
Yeah, we kind of set it up almost on an a la carte basis, so individuals and groups can decide whether they want to hunt 2 days, a three-night stay, or three days. Most popular is probably 3 days of hunting, 4 nights lodging, just to make the most out of your trip if you're traveling from a long way so you can actually enjoy the experience and not feel rushed. And everything we do is obviously wild birds. It's guided with dogs or your own. And we don't mix groups. So if you come with your group of 3 to 10 people, the only people you're going to be hunting with is that group. And if you have a group of more than 6 people, 6 to 10, you're going to be the only group on the property during your hunt. And, you know, we focus on the small group, not the big corporate stuff, which is perfectly fine, but our focus is on a little more personable experience, and so keeping that group size down to 10 or less seems to be the best way to do that.
And the other thing I really want to hammer on here is, again, there's a lot of great lodges out there where you can go hunting, folks, whether it's for ducks or pheasant or quail, but your price point doesn't break the bank. I mean, this is affordable for a working class family or just a bunch of guys who want to get together for a bucket list hunt here in South Dakota.
Yeah, and our whole purpose for starting the wild bird hunts almost 17 years ago on our family farm and ranch was to produce some income to take care of some more projects we wanted to do in our operation that's going to benefit the wildlife, not only the farming and ranching operation, but also the wildlife. So we wanted to make sure that what we were providing was affordable to your average working class man, and all they have to do is save a little bit of money throughout the year. They can come have a great hunt and do it, you know, relatively affordable.
Here's the bottom line. This is a popular place, and they don't have a lot of room. They got one place for you to stay. You only have, as you heard, one group at a time if you've got a group of 6 or more. So you're going to want to go to their website. It's johansenfarms.com. I'm going to spell that for you. JohansenFarms.com. That's JohansenFarms.com for Johansen Farms Outfitting. You can also find them on Facebook. Again, that's just Johansen Farms Outfitting. Look for them on Facebook or on their website. If you are looking for a great experience with a family-run business, fun guides to hunt with, great dogs to hunt with, wonderful habitat to hunt, and lots and lots and lots of wild pheasant, I don't think you're going to beat this. Again, it's johansenfarms.com for Johansen Farms Outfitting. Go ahead and check it out. Consider a trip to South Dakota. I know I plan on coming back. Thanks again for a great day in the field, Eric.
Thank you. Pleasure having you.
Why book at Sportsman's Cove Lodge?
Why is Alaska like no other place on Earth? It hasn't changed in thousands of years.
From the way you get here on a float plane to the way you go out with the guides and the boats, it's just a professional experience.
And I said, this is as good as it gets. I said, if you can't catch fish here, you can't catch fish anywhere.
Your experience with us will leave you speechless.
Book now at alaskasbestlodge.com.
Ready to step up to a quality-built rifle or shotgun that's a true classic? Check out Henry Repeating Arms, American-made. There's over 200 models to choose from in a variety of finishes and calibers for hunters and target shooters. Many of these are lever-action models with a look right out of the Old West. Don't be deceived, though. Henry Repeating Arms are modern, rugged, accurate, reliable, and have a lifetime guarantee. Find out more and order a free catalog today at henryusa.com. That's henryusa.com.
We love our children. We protect them. We guide them. We prepare them for life in the world. With all that we do from deep in our hearts, we cannot control all things. Life-threatening illnesses and disabilities affect far too many of our children each year. While we cannot change the circumstances, we can make dreams come true. Dreams to provide hope, to provide spiritual healing and strength, to provide moments of happiness and relief in the darkest of times. We can give a glimmer of light and hope in a time of darkness and despair. Join huntofalifetime.org to help make dreams come true, to provide hope for children with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Hunt of a Lifetime is a nonprofit organization fulfilling dreams for hunting and fishing trips to youth 21 and under with life-threatening illnesses and disabilities. Visit huntofalifetime.org to learn how you can make a difference. That's huntofalifetime.org.
Two straws, one check. It must be date night. If you've logged on to social media in the last few weeks, you're sure to have seen fans of the chart-topping hit by Walker Hayes doing the fancy-like dance at Applebee's restaurants across the country. Inspired by the song's chorus, the restaurant is bringing back the Oreo cookie shake. So now fans can have their very own fancy-like date night with a Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake. Country singer turned TikTok sensation, Walker Hayes.
My wife Lainey and I have always gone to Applebee's for date night. And it's a great spot to stop with the kids while we're on tour. So, I've always thought it'd be fun to write a song about it. And it's been so great to see the response to the song and people doing the dance on social media. Now, to top it off, Applebee's has brought back their Oreo cookie shake so everyone can celebrate just like my song. What's better now, y'all?
To find your local restaurant for a fancy-like date night, visit applebees.com/restaurants.
Campers, adventure seekers, hunters, and foodies. No matter the lifestyle, we can all agree on one thing. Great food and great people are worth remembering. At Camp Chef, we don't just make grills. We create each product knowing that a warm meal is always better when it's shared with those we love. Learn more about Camp Chef grills, smokers, and portable cooking equipment at campchef.com. That's campchef.com for a better way to cook outdoors.
Next up on America Outdoors Radio, we're going to tie this show together to talk a little bit about pheasants and how other states can see some of the benefits that South Dakota and the people that come here are seeing. And the person we're going to talk to is Matt Morlock. He is the state coordinator for Pheasants Forever here. Matt, welcome to the show.
Thanks for having me. I'm excited about this.
So, Matt, I want to put this in perspective. I live in Washington State, and 30 years ago, we had really good pheasant hunting. Now we don't. And I think one of the main reasons why is loss of habitat and agricultural practices. You have farmers that will cut alfalfa several times during the growing season, especially when nesting is happening. You will have the way that they're cutting be an issue as well. And I just wanted to talk about some best practices for farmers that you encourage people to do here in South Dakota that farmers all over the nation can institute to see better returns on wildlife.
Perfect. And that's something, that's a misnomenclature. A lot of times people think production agriculture, wildlife can't coexist, can't be in harmony and work together. And we're learning a lot as we go in the agricultural world, the soil health movement. And that's not the case we find. A lot of times we can increase actually the production on the agricultural side while providing better wildlife habitat through some simple changes.
Well, let's talk about some of those simple changes. And let's start off with the simplest of all, how you cut your hay.
Yeah, and that's a no-cost way to do that. Traditionally, we like to cut alfalfa fields or hay fields, grass fields. We'll just go in a circle around the edge. It's quick, it's easy, it's efficient.
But what does that do to the birds and the wildlife that's using this area for nesting habitat and for cover?
So what it does is it keeps moving those birds especially, but deer and everything, they want to stay in the tall cover because they're threatened at that point. They're trying to keep some cover over their head. So they just keep moving in the middle more and more and congregating in the middle. If we change that pattern a little bit and just cut either back and forth from one end to another end, or, you know, take a cut out of the middle and then work outward to the edges on both sides of the field, you're allowing that pheasant or deer or whatever it is, grouse, to move, just slowly move with that, the cutting ahead or the path ahead. They'll just slowly move themselves out of the end, and they'll just, you won't even see them. You won't flush them. They just slowly move out of the way. And it gives them that opportunity where with the traditional just going around the edges, they don't have that opportunity to ever get out or feel safe to get out. Then they wait till the end, and then, you know, we know what happens at that point.
Right. No more pheasant, no more grouse, and sometimes even no more deer.
Yep.
So, again, that's a really simple thing. Timing when it comes to cutting hay, because, you know, there is a nesting season for these birds, and a lot of times farmers will cut their hay thinking this is when I get the best money for my product, right in the middle of that nesting season. But they don't have to do that, do they?
No, you still can, you know, some of the new varieties of alfalfa or, you know, some of the new research on protein content and stuff like that is it hangs on longer than we think. So you can delay that hang even like a week or couple days. It gives that chick a chance to be stronger or that hen to hatch that chick or that fawn to be able to get out of the way. And just delaying a few days here and there can make a big difference also. And that's, you know, like I said, the genetics in alfalfa is changing. It's holding that forage quality a lot longer. So just some little changes in variety even can help out with that too and allow you to get the same tonnage, get the same quality, but just not as frequent.
You know, Eric Johansson here with Johansson Family Farms and Johansson's Farms Outfitting gave an excellent presentation about the sustainable farming they do where they manage to take care of cattle, where they manage to take care of crops, and as a byproduct, they're producing some great habitat for pheasant and white-tailed deer and other species too. You know, does that translate to other states? Does that translate to other places where farmers can institute this or not?
Definitely, and in fact, where the Johansons are at is probably one of the toughest places to do it. We don't get a lot of rainfall. We have very sandy, gravelly soils, not a lot of organic matter in it. So they're doing it in probably the hardest area to do it. It's very relatable outside of the area, and that's just it, you got to look at it as a system. You're not trying to make the most dollar in a given year. You're looking at a 10-year, and you're going to produce more. You're going to make more money over a 10-year period. By switching a few things around, cover crops, building your soil health, then you're going to make year to year. And that's, you know, in the long term, we see it as a better way to do it, a more beneficial way. And heck, we get a lot of wildlife out of it, too, out of that way.
Something else that was really interesting to me, too, was rotating grazing. Instead of having static grazing, where cattle are literally chewing everything to the ground and leaving nothing left, that's got huge benefits for birds and other wildlife, doesn't it?
It does. Leaving some standing cover in those fields that are producing your livestock is just another benefit. You know, we focus on CRP and things like that as where we produce our wildlife, but in actuality, rotational grazing and stuff makes those pasture lands also produce wildlife. But the other thing is when you're rotating and you're resting your pastures, it's building a root structure, which makes that grass and the forbs and legumes in there more sustainable in droughts, which increases your beef production also. So that's another small change you can make. You have to do a little bit more work, so you have to move the cattle, but labor-wise, there's an increase, but for as far as cost, there's really not a big increase. And you're going to get better beef production for your livestock and your pocketbook, but you're also going to get a bigger production of wildlife off that.
And better drought protection, too, for your crops. So, and you really put it well a few minutes ago when you said, you know, a lot of farmers, they live from peaks to valleys, and you have farmers come into the game when prices are high and life is good and there's lots of rain and the crops are growing, but then when those valleys hit and those droughts, they're going away, and we're losing farmers, and we're losing farmland. But if we can find a model, like we're talking about here, for sustainable farming, you're going to keep those farmlands, you're going to have better wildlife habitat, and it's a win-win, both for the ag community and for conservationists and for hunters as well.
Right, exactly, and also Main Street, really small communities that we all love. If we can get to a sustainable, stable area or, you know, economic model, we don't lose those small family farms and that heritage and everything that goes along with that. You know, that heritage is, it's just vital to America, and we don't want to lose that.
I agree completely. We have got to go. But if farmers and people want to find out more about what we're talking about here, is Pheasants Forever a good place to start?
It is. We can link you to whether it's through our network of farm bill biologists or private land staff or a commodity group. We like to look at us as that linchpin to all that so we can get you connected wherever you need to be.
All right, so the national site is pheasantsforever.org, or if you want to really dial in and maybe even talk to Matt Morlock himself, just go to sdpheasantsforever.org. That's sdpheasantsforever.org for Pheasants Forever in South Dakota. Matt, thanks for sharing this with us today on America Outdoors Radio.
Thanks for having me.
We're running short on time, but if you want to hear this episode again, we'll have it uploaded for you in just a couple of days. Three different platforms. You can catch us on Stitcher and Podbean. Just look for America Outdoors Radio or go to our YouTube channel. That's Northwestern Outdoors. That's one word. And you can hear this show and segments from our sister show, Northwestern Outdoors Radio. Our thanks again go out to Jared Wickland and Anthony Houck for the invite to participate in this grand adventure in South Dakota. I'd also like to thank the folks at the Best Western Ramcota Inn in Aberdeen, a very hunter and dog-friendly hotel with wonderful staff, a great restaurant, and a bar I'd highly recommend. The Elks Lodge in Aberdeen, as well as Jay Hill, a fabulous local chef who does wonders with pheasant. And, of course, I've got to thank our gracious host, Casey Wisemantle, with the Aberdeen Area Convention and Visitors Bureau. You can start planning your trip to the area by going to huntfishsd.com. I hope you learned a little about pheasant, habitat, changes in farming and grazing practices, and how combining these in your state can result in more wildlife, better hunting, and a better economy. And in case you haven't figured it out, Pheasants Forever is the leading organization when it comes to all of this. I'm a member, and I hope you'll consider joining as well. You can find out more and sign up now at pheasantsforever.org. We've got to go, but I do hope you are blessed in the days ahead, and I also hope a walk with a dog searching for some ringnecks, whether it be near Aberdeen, South Dakota, or in a field near your hometown, is in your future. Remember, it is your country and your outdoors.
Backcountry Hunters and Anglers is the voice for your public lands, waters, and wildlife. From the Canadian Yukon to the Florida Everglades, we're stepping up to conserve North America's public lands, defend our hunting and fishing traditions, and expand public access to the outdoors. Our outdoor heritage depends on sportsmen and women like you speaking up for the natural resources that sustain our way of life. Find out how you can get involved at backcountryhunters.org and become a BHA member today.
Hunting and fishing are exercises in hope. Before you head into the woods, you hope to tag out on a deer you'll have to field dress. Before you make that first cast, you hope for a big fish to clean and fillet. When your hopes are realized, you'll need a sharp knife. Whether you sharpen that blade on a power sharpener in the shop or a manual sharpener in the field, WorkSharp has the tool for you. Look for WorkSharp products in sporting goods stores near you or online at WorkSharp.
As restrictions continue to be lifted in Shasta County, many businesses are set to reopen, and KCNR 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and KCNR1460.com wants to help spread the word. So, if you are reopening your business, planning on opening a business for the first time, or are already open for business, KCNR has many advertising packages to choose from. Give us a call at 530-605-4565 and talk to a KCNR representative today. That's 530-605-4565.
Thinking about starting a new career or upskilling for the career you have right now? It's never too late to start at Shasta College. Late start classes and 8-week compressed classes are still available. Reskill for those new jobs that are emerging in Shasta County. Find out today about their veterans programs and free tuition. All of this at Shasta College. Go to shastacollege.edu.
Ready an Electric Utility, like more than 2,000 utilities across the country, is a nonprofit public power agency owned by the customers. This year, we are celebrating 100 years of serving the city of Reading. October 3rd through the 9th is Public Power Week, and we celebrate the benefits of living in a public power community. These benefits include low rates and local control. Community ownership means your money stays right here in Reading.
Publicly owned utilities like REU provide excellent service and work directly for the community.
What a great way to start your day with a 5K at Turtle Bay. The annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk starts at 9:30 a.m. Saturday, October 9th at Turtle Bay and winds along the scenic Sacramento River and across the Sundial Bridge. There will be three different waves of activity. The first is a race wave for those who are competitive, a second wave, a run wave for those who like to run for fun, and a third wave, a walk wave for those who prefer a leisurely stroll. Whether you like to run or walk, sign up today for the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk for only $35 for the run and $25 for the walk at carenet.redding.org. Proceeds will go to CareNet, a nonprofit crisis pregnancy center here in Redding. Once you sign up online, you'll receive a link to create your own fundraising page where you can also draw support from those who are unable to attend. There will be a free pancake breakfast courtesy of the Knights of Columbus following the race for participants. It's a great way to start your day with the annual 5K CareNet Race Run Walk at Turtle Bay, Saturday, October 9th at 9:30 a.m. Sign up online today at carenet.redding.org.
I'm Lee Hull.
And I'm Lee Esses.
And we co-host Writing Roots.
It's a 10-minute podcast in which we, an author,
and her editor,
cover lessons we've learned about the writing process.
So whether you're an experienced storyteller or still working on that first book,
now is the time to check us out.
Writing Roots is available on iTunes, Spotify, and anywhere you find your podcasts. And don't forget to always
write selfishly.
K243CT Reading.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice.
Breaking news this hour from townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRongstra. Supporters of those who took part in the January 6th Capitol riot were outnumbered by police and media today when the demonstration kicked off at noon in Washington. Matt Brainerd, head of the group that organized the rally, says the gathering has been mischaracterized by some in the media.
It's not about President Trump. It's not about President Biden. It's not about the election. It's not about what you think happened with the election. It's not about any fringe third-party group. I already politely requested that a group that I saw with a off-message flag take it down. They were very respectful. They did that. I'm grateful.
Brainerd hopes the rally will bring attention to the treatment of people arrested for nonviolent crimes during the incident, but he says anyone who was involved in violent acts that day deserves to be tried and found guilty. A small earthquake shook the greater Los Angeles metropolitan area, but there are no immediate reports of any major damage or injuries.
The U.S. Geological Survey says a magnitude 4.3 tremor struck shortly before 8 p.m. local time Friday night. The quake was centered near Carson, located southeast of downtown L.A. Some people reported feeling a jolt ranging from a moment to several seconds across the area. Residents felt the tremor in neighboring cities, including Santa Monica, Torrance, and Beverly Hills.
It's Andrew Stewart reporting. Top U.S. military officers in Greece this weekend, meeting with NATO counterparts, and Army General Mark Milley is hoping to forge more basing, intelligence sharing, and other agreements to prevent terrorist groups from regrouping in Afghanistan and threatening not only America but also the region. Chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff says the meeting of NATO defense chiefs will focus in part on the way ahead now that all alliance troops have pulled out of Afghanistan and the Taliban is now firmly in control. News and analysis at townhall.com.
Tell me why Relief Factor is so successful in lowering or eliminating pain. I'm often asked that question. Pete and Seth Talbot, the father and son, founders of Relief Factor, tell me they believe our bodies were designed to heal. That's right, designed to heal, and now I agree. The doctors who formulated Relief Factor for Pete and Seth selected the four best ingredients, 100% drug-free ingredients that each help your body deal with inflammation. That's correct. Each of the four ingredients deal with inflammation on a different metabolic pathway. That right there, approaching your pain from four different angles, may very well be why so many Americans find such wonderful pain relief. If you have back pain, shoulder, neck, hip, knee, or foot pain from exercise or even just getting older, you must order the three-week quick start now. Discount it to only $19.95 to see if it will work for you too. I think it could. Give your body what it needs to heal itself. Go to relieffactor.com, call 800-500-8384, relieffactor.com.
The president of Southwest Airlines is retiring 3 months after being passed over for the CEO job.
Southwest says 60-year-old Tom Nealon will remain an advisor on environmental issues. He's being replaced in the number two job by Chief Operating Officer Mike Van de Ven. Both men were considered candidates to replace Gary Kelly as CEO, but in June, Southwest announced that Kelly would retire in February and be succeeded by another longtime Southwest executive, Robert Jordan.
Jeremy House reporting. A new poll finds most Americans do not believe their personal information is secure online and are not satisfied with the federal government's efforts to protect it. 64% of Americans say their social media activity is not very or not at all secure. Half of all Americans believe their private text conversations lack security, and they're not just concerned, they want something done about it. More at townhall.com. A former Army doctor will stay in prison.
Captain Jeffrey McDonald, convicted of the 1970 slayings of his wife and two little girls while at Fort Bragg, North Carolina, has now ended his appeal of a court ruling denying his requested release. The 4th U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals has also granted McDonald's appeal dismissal. He is serving a life sentence in a prison in Maryland. For some 50 years, McDonald has always contended that he is innocent. Jason Walker reporting.
The Minnesota Supreme Court ruled voters in Minneapolis may decide whether or not to abolish the police department in the upcoming municipal elections. The decision overturned a lower court's ruling that rejected ballot language. Minneapolis would instead replace the police department with a public safety department that, quote, employs a comprehensive public health approach. More at townhall.com. I'm Ron DeRockstra.
KCNR Shasta is also broadcasting at K243CT Reading.
Join Aaron Ryan and Bill Cundiff for We the People Radio every Sunday from noon until 2. Our expert guests will give you the whole story rather than a bunch of sound bites. Our commercial-free archives are always available at wethepeopleradio.us.
Sponsored in part by Pape Machinery, located at 3119 Twinview Boulevard, for all your local John Deere Ag and Turf products. Join us every Sunday from noon until 2, wethepeopleradio.us.
What shall we do about them?
KCNR, 96.5 FM, AM 1460, and hear us online at kcnr1460.com. Don't miss Armstrong and Getty, plus Ben Shapiro, and Free Fire Radio with Carl and Linda Bott, featuring special guests talking about local issues on KCNR.
These are beautiful.
When you think Subaru, you think love. The 2021 Subaru Outback gives you state-of-the-art active safety technology for extra confidence on every drive. You can count on the roomy comfort and impressive cargo space, standard raised roof rails with enhanced tie-down points, and Subaru Starlink Multimedia with an 11.6-inch high-resolution touchscreen to wrap your experience with love for your Outback. Love, it's what makes Subaru, Subaru. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for 2021 Subaru Outback non-turbo models. Actual mileage may vary. Turbocharged engine, 11.6-inch touchscreen available on select models.
This is The Pet Show with America's favorite pet expert, Warren Eckstein. Warren's the author of How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want, and he's here to answer all your pet and animal questions. Now, say hello to Warren Eckstein.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to The Pet Show. Is your Pekingese acting peculiar? Are your rescued calicos in need of some confidence? Does your Chihuahua believe he's in charge? You know he is. If you love animals, care about wildlife and the environment, and want to really learn how to understand your dog's and cat's behavior almost as well as they understand yours, if you're confused about your pets or just want to improve their lifestyle, stay tuned because once again, right here, right now, it is time for The Pet Show, America and Canada's first and only real pet psychology, training, behavior, and of course, pet lifestyle show. So hop up on my couch, bring those furry little buddies with you, folks, and once again, let the animal analyzing begin. Hello, everybody. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show. the place where we absolutely, positively, never a doubt about it, love, adore, and as I stress every single week, respect pets and animals as much as you do. By the way, if you'd like to join me on the ever-growing Pet Show family, if you want to find out why your dog is humping, jumping, digging, scratching, your cat refuses to use the litter box, you brought a new cat into the household and it's like the Armageddon, you take your normally mellow dog for a walk, he sees another dog and all of a sudden Cujo's on the other end of the lead. If you have a question about your pet's behavior, great time to give me a call. And listen, if you're a new listener to the Pet Show, a regular listener to the Pet Show, makes no difference. Everyone that calls into the show and does get to talk to me live on the air will be getting an absolutely fabulous gift for their dog or cat, thanks to my sponsors. Many of the items I'm giving away, not biscuits here, folks, many of the items are worth $25, $35, $45, and even more. So it's a great time to give me a call. I will answer all of your pet and animal questions, and at the same time, a great gift will be on its way for you. Even if it's not a question, if you just want to tell me about a wonderful dog or cat you rescued, or how your dog makes you feel better, or your cat makes you feel better, great time to give me a call. As I said, everyone that gets through and talks to me in person will get a great gift for their best friend. The phone number here at the Pet Show, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Lots of time to answer all of your questions today. And as I said, lots of great stuff to give away. Let me tell you what's planned for today's show. Well, by now, you know, I'll get to some of my topics, but probably not all of them because your phone calls, your questions, your comments are always the most important. But if we have time, is training your dog really necessary? And does training work for all dogs? Also coming up on today's show, you know, we often hear the stories of dogs and cats finding their way home from hundreds and hundreds of miles away. So the question comes up, how do they do it? Stay tuned. Is it possible that dogs and cats can actually read maps? Give me a call at 877-725-8255. Also coming up, I'm going to tell you about a family who's in distress because they named their dog, well, something the rest of the family doesn't like. We'll talk about that. Plenty of time for your questions. Lots of great stuff to give away. So if your pet is chewing, jumping, confused about the litter box, not housebroken, poor guy suffering with separation anxiety, maybe your dachshund's depressed, your dog is chasing anything that moves, hates other dogs and some people, cat scratched your favorite chair, refuses to use the litter box, or your dog literally believes that anything that moves, he must hump, give me a call. That's what the show's all about. Helping you cope with your pets, more than likely helping your pets cope with you. And as I said, everyone that calls and gets through to me live will get a fabulous gift for their dog or cat. Again, the phone number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. And the question of the day, even if you just answer the question of the day, if I like you, I'll send you a great gift as well. You know, with COVID, there's a lot of depression, a lot of anxiety, a lot of people feeling just down and out. So the question of the day is, when you're feeling bad or down and out or depressed, does your dog or cat actually make you feel better? Does your dog or cat make you feel better? Give me a call. Let me know. Again, the number, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. I'll give you a list of what I'm giving away a little bit later, but as I said, everyone that calls and gets through will get a great gift for their friends. So plenty of time for your calls, lots of great stuff to give away. I'm also going to talk about a new study that came out that says, are pets really good for us? What does the science really say about the impact of pets on human health? We'll take a look at that as well. If you think your pets make you feel healthier, give me a call, let me know. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. Let's go to my friend Sylvia. Hey, Sylvia, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. I am your friend for sure.
I appreciate that.
You're welcome. Have been listening since 1984, and I spoke with you a couple of times. Yeah,
right after my bar mitzvah when I started. I
heard that. Yes, yes. Congratulations. Right.
What can I do for you?
So, Warren, I have an approximately 14-year-old cat, and a seven-month-old Sheltie. And the cat cannot stand the noise he makes. He's not malicious. He wants to play with her, but he barks so loud and so frequently that she just runs away, and that makes him more wanting to chase her.
Is there any aggressive behavior, or they just want to get together and play, but the cat's just fearful because of the dog's barking?
I don't see anything. Well, you know, if he's really insistent and gets in her face, if she just sits on the couch, you know, she'll do that thing with her paw and stuff. But it's not malicious wherever it lands. And
has there been any, do they break it up on their own?
She runs away, and I try to keep him where I am to keep an eye on him. I don't let him chase after her.
Well, here's the scenario. How many people live in the house with you?
Just me.
Okay, it's going to be a little difficult, but follow my advice here. What's happening right now is when the cat runs away and you stay with the dog, the cat's assumption is there is something to be fearful of because the cat ran away and nothing brought the cat back. I would hope that if you have someone you can work with, if you can have the cat in the same room, one person holding the kitten and one person holding the dog, that would be really beneficial because if the cat realizes that the noise the dog might be making and he's being held by a person and coddled by a person, will start to realize that what the cat, what the dog sound doesn't mean anything bad. In fact, it might be a positive sign for getting more attention. So we need to really counter condition the cat's reaction to the dog. The other thing I would do is I would take a towel and I would rub the towel all over the dog and let it be where the cat hangs out. So the scent of the dog, even though it's all over, is really strong at that point. I would also take the scent of the cat on a towel and put that where the dog hangs out so they live with the smell of each other 24/7. And in terms of when they're together, watch them closely. Be careful, but don't always let the cat run away because if you do, you're just reinforcing that behavior.
So just kind of keep the cat somehow confined. Maybe I can put them in a closed.
No. We don't want to make the cat fear. What we want to do is we want them to know that they're there with each other and nothing bad is happening. So if you can have a person come in maybe a couple of times to help you and you can hold the cat, they can hold the dog or vice versa, you have to use that first pet psychology as well. You need to make sure that since the cat came into the house that your dog is not getting more attention than he's ever received before. I think that would be beneficial as well. But do it gradually and always make sure whenever you end, it ends on a positive enough, Sylvia, and little by little, you'll find that they will get along with each other. Do you have a copy of the cat book, How to Get Your Cat to Do What You Want?
I think I have the cat book. Would it help to have the dog book?
No. What I want you to read is go to the cat book and read the chapter on first cat psychology, how to make sure you make that introduction properly. That's going to make the big difference for you.
Okay.
That's where I want you to be, okay? In the meantime, Sylvia, I am going to put you on hold, and I am going to send you for your new kitten some Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter on its way. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. Quick break. When we come back, plenty of time for your calls, 877-725-8255. Sandy, Brad, John, don't go anywhere. A quick break, then right back at you. You know, when your name is on the label, and my name and my face is on the label of every single jar of the brand new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses. I've added glucosamine, I've added chondroitin for strong bone tips and joints. I've added prebiotics and probiotics for healthy gut. There's folic acid, biotin, lecithin, help prevent shedding, dry skin, bare spots, itching, and hairballs. My name is on the label. It's also rich in antioxidants. That's how much I believe in the brand new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses supplements. But I don't want you to take my word alone. I actually want you to hear a listener and what they had to say once they started Hugs and Kisses vitamin mineral supplements on their pet.
I called about a couple months ago. I rescued about a 12-year-old little pug, Corgi mix, and she came with lots of skin problems and itchy, and it was driving me crazy. And you sent me the Hugs and Kisses, and she's been on it a couple months. Unbelievable. It's changed her life and mine. She's just doing really, really, really well with it, and I love the product. And I wanted to know where I can get more of it, because I tried a few different things when I first got her, and it was not good. And this has been unbelievable.
Those are the texts, those are the emails, those are the calls that come into my office every single day once the Guardian starts using the brand new 4-in-1 hugs and kisses on either their dog or cat. So I know what you're saying. Okay, Warren, where can we get the brand new hugs and kisses? Well, the brand new 4-in-1 hugs and kisses is available at Amazon.com. As a matter of fact, it's so well received, it's an Amazon Prime choice. So check out Amazon.com. The hugs and kisses are also available at Walmart.com or Wish.com. Or if you prefer, you can go directly to my website, ThePetShow.com. All one word, ThePetShow.com. Or you can call my office directly if you prefer, 1-800-430-4847. That's 1-800-430 and the word hugs, H-U-G-S. If you want your pets to be healthy, happy, and look the best they can, then hugs and kisses should be part of their diet every day. Available at Amazon.com, Walmart.com, Wish.com, ThePetShow.com, or call 1-800-430 and the word hugs today. You'll be happier. That's important. But even more important is your dogs and cats will be a whole lot healthier. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
Listen to my bluebird laugh.
This is your Tech It Out Minute with Mark Saltzman, brought to you by Asus.
Attention laptop lovers. The Asus VivoBook S14 has evolved. It's feather light. It's even more powerful than its predecessors. This Windows 10 laptop uses the latest Intel processors, Intel Xe graphics, and Wi-Fi 6 with Asus Wi-Fi Master technology, so you can breeze through even your toughest days. With classy diamond-cut edges and a sleek all-metal chassis, the Asus VivoBook S14 is all about the uniqueness of you. Open the lid and a color-blocked enter key puts you center stage. Passwords optional. Use your face or fingerprint to securely sign in to your Windows PC. VivoBook S14 lightens everything. Your load, your tasks, your life, and brings out the very best in you. Visit Asus.com for more on the VivoBook S14. And be sure to listen to Tech It Out on your favorite radio station or as a podcast.
That was your Tech It Out Minute, brought to you by Asus.
Shopping cars online is a hassle, or is it? You probably search this site, that site, browse here, search there. Who has the time or the patience? Autotempest.com is the internet's best car shopping tool. With one easy search, see all the cars from the web's top car shopping sites all at once. Why browse some of the cars when Autotempest.com gives you everything? Autotempest.com, all the cars, one search.
Hi, I'm Joey Herrick, president and founder of Lucy Pet. I love all my animals and would never want to be in a position where they were not healthy because I wasn't feeding them the best food possible. That's why I created Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. It's made with the latest nutritional advancements, great ingredients, and made right here in the USA. Your pet will have better digestion, increased energy, and I believe be much healthier. Lucy Pet Formulas for Life. Thanks.
Lucy Pet products on Amazon.com and Chewy.com.
Our most vulnerable veterans are isolated at hospitals. And during their greatest time of need, their loved ones can have little or no contact with them. Imagine having to shelter in place forever. Learn how you can help at healvets.org. Help Heal Veterans, with the support of citizens like you, is making things better together. Learn more at healvets.org. This message is furnished by Help Heal Veterans, a not-for-profit organization.
Two straws, one check. It must be date night. If you've logged onto social media in the last few weeks, you're sure to have seen fans of the chart-topping hit by Walker Hayes doing the fancy-like dance at Applebee's restaurants across the country. Inspired by the song's chorus, the restaurant is bringing back the Oreo cookie shake. So now fans can have their very own fancy-like date night with a Bourbon Street steak with the Oreo shake. Country singer turned TikTok sensation, Walker Hayes.
My wife Lainey and I have always gone to Applebee's for date night. And it's a great spot to stop with the kids while we're on tour. So, I've always thought it'd be fun to write a song about it. And it's been so great to see the response to the song and people doing the dance on social media. Now, to top it off, Applebee's has brought back their Oreo cookie shake so everyone can celebrate just like my song. What's better than that, y'all?
To find your local restaurant for a fancy-like date night, visit applebees.com/restaurants.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
A little disco duck here on the Pet Show. That phone number, 877-725-8255. You all sitting down now? Researchers have found that cows can be taught to use a toilet, which they say could help farmers reduce water contamination and greenhouse gas emissions. The name of the cow toilet is going to be called the Moo-loo. The Moo-loo. So when I heard this story, my only question was, what does a cow read in the bathroom? I have no idea. This is a true story, though. They're really developing and trying to teach cows to go in a specific area to avoid greenhouse gas emissions. Can't get into your bathroom because the cow is using it. Hey, the phone number, 877-725-8255. Let's go to beautiful Duluth, Minnesota, and my buddy Sandy. Hey, Sandy, how you doing?
Hi, I'm good today. How are you?
I could not be better. How can I help you?
Well, a first-time listener, just happened to be surfing the channels and
landed
on your show.
Well, you know what, Sandy? Now you're addicted. You're hooked, Sandy. You're addicted. There's nothing else you could do on Saturday than listen to the Pet Show.
There you go. So I have a rescue dog that we've had him a year. He's house-trained. He does really well. But there are times where he'll just suddenly go in the house. And one time recently, I put him outside. I thought he did his business. He came back in the house, looked at me, and peed right on the floor. And so I'm not sure what that's all about, but he's done it a few times in the past 3 or 4 months.
Okay, now when he pees on the floor, what do you do?
I go, oh, no, and I grab him and I pull him back outside, and
okay,
then I clean it up.
So then what you just did is you paid a lot of attention to the fact that the dog peed in the house. So therefore, he would rather have that attention, whether it be negative or positive, than not have that attention. So here's what we're going to do. The next time the dog pees in beautiful Duluth, Minnesota, what I want you to do, by the way, you know why I like Minnesota? When you walk your dog, it's so easy to clean up their poop they like, because they freeze, you know? Really, they do. It's not, if you live in Southern California, it's much more difficult to clean up dog poop. In Minnesota, at least when it's cooler, they freeze and it makes it a whole lot. Just things that go through my head. Anyway, Sandy, here. What I want you to do is the next time the dog pees in the house, and this is important, you never take the dog to where he pees and say, bad dog, fooey, what did you do? Because what you're doing is you're not getting across it's the act of peeing that's wrong. You're getting across the fact that it's peeing in that spot that's wrong. So the next time the dog pees, and I don't care where it is, what I want you to do is take him to a different location in the same room. I want you to put his leash and harness on and tie him up, obviously enough room to lie down and stand up, but I want you to take his urine, dab a little bit up with a paper towel, put it in front of him just out of his reach. I know you think I'm crazy, but hear me out. What we're doing, and you're going to leave him there for 20 minutes, come back every 10 minutes and say no. At the end of 20 minutes, you untie him, clean up, no grudges held, you don't say another word. What we've done, by moving the dog to a different location and moving his urine to a different location and making him stay with it for 20 minutes, is letting him know that, look, it doesn't make any difference where you go. It doesn't make any difference when you could find it 2 hours later and you could still do the same thing. But you're going to have to stay with your own mess. Now, excuse me, let me ask you the big question. He's not peeing near his food dish, right?
No.
He's not peeing near his bed, right?
No.
That's because he doesn't want to stay with his own pee, right?
Probably.
So if we move him to a different area, what we're letting him know is that it's not the concept of where you went, it's the concept of that you went, and he's not getting a whole lot of attention for it other than to stay with his own mess. Do that twice, and I promise you'll be walking around your house barefoot once again.
Nice.
Don't go anywhere. Oh, by the way, Sandy, let me ask you a question. When you're feeling bad, does your dog make you feel better?
Absolutely.
What's his name, by the way?
Coda.
Coda, what a great name.
Coda means friend. friend. Coda means friend in Sioux. We got him from a Sioux reservation.
Oh, so, yeah, I've rescued many dogs over the years off reservations, primarily in New Mexico. Anyway, thanks for listening. Keep listening to the show. Check out the website, thepetshow.com. In the meantime, I am going to put you on hold, Sandy, in Duluth, Minnesota, and I am going to send you... I'm going to send you a copy of my book, How to Get Your Dog to Do What You Want, and appreciate that phone call. 877-725-8255. I'm Warren Eckstein. You're listening to The Pet Show.
Know it's where the beagles go home. Right down across the bubble to wherever there's some trouble. That's where the beagles go.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
It's a bright new day. The sun is shining. The birds are singing. And there's never been a better day to try Mount Shasta spring water. Hi, I'm Bob the Drought. I come from a protected spring at the base of Mount Shasta. I'm bottled at the source. It doesn't get more cool and refreshing than that. And it's delivered right to your door. Yep, pure and simple. Naturally the best. Start your bright new day by calling 1-800-922-6227 to order some of the best tasting water on the planet. Mount Shasta spring water.
Hi, this is Mark from Haven Humane Society. It has been a challenging couple of years, and through it all, our amazing team has continued to save lives. We have so many fantastic animals that are looking for their forever homes, and with adoption fees so low, now is the time to add to your family. With puppies, kittens, dogs, cats, and so many more, we have the perfect addition. Come join our team as a volunteer and help in an area that works for you. Walking dogs, socializing cats, helping our veterinary hospital, or folding laundry. We have many opportunities and welcome all volunteers. For more information, please visit our website at havenhumane.org or follow us on Facebook. On behalf of the entire Haven team, thank you for all of your continued support as together we get closer every day to North State with no more homeless pets.
What is happening in the state of Jefferson? To find out, listen to the Jefferson State of Mind program Sunday mornings at 9 a.m. on KCNR with your hosts, Wynn Carpenter and Terry Raposa. To catch up on past broadcasts or to listen anytime, go to KCNR1460.com and click on the archives link.
ACA, come out and play. Have you seen the bill? We all have to pay. The time has come for 51 in a Jefferson State of Mind.
Spring savings now at Quick and Clean Car Wash at the corner of Market and Eureka Way next to Dutch Bros in downtown Reading. Buy 5 car wash coupons and get one free, or buy 10 and get 3 free. Spring on over for savings at Quick and Clean Car Wash. Car wash coupons are a great gift, or for your car or truck. Quick and Clean Car Wash next to Dutch Bros at the corner of Market and Eureka Way, downtown Reading. Quick and clean.
Professionals from all over the world have been working remotely, and the hardest part is finding a great place to focus and get the job done. Drop-in Go Working at 155 Lake Boulevard East offers modern and clean workspaces, call booths, conference rooms, and secure fast Wi-Fi. Drop-in's pricing is pay-as-you-go, with bundles of hours as low as $3 an hour. No contracts, no obligations. Drop-in Go Working, 155 Lake Boulevard East, next door to Starbucks and Subway across from Waterworks Park. Drop in for an hour or more and try it out. Drop-in.mobi. That's drop-in.mobi.
At the Wagner Law Group, their goal as a fire victims law firm is to advocate for those who have been victimized by Pacific Gas and Electric Company's negligence. The Wagner Law Group has been rated the number one fire attorney group in Northern California and has low contingency fees. So, if you or your loved ones have been affected by the Dixie or Zog fires, contact the Wagner Law Group today. Call 833-200-7111. That's 833-200-7111.
Hi, this is Matt. I'm your host of Liberty Unabashed, a new show on Sundays, 8 to 9. We're going to have some good music, some deep thought, and I hope you check us out.
Hi, I'm Arielle Winter. If you're anything like me, your pets are not only your best friends, they're part of your family. American Humane, which has been rescuing animals like Cleo here for more than 100 years, has life-saving tips that can make a big difference in a disaster. When disaster strikes, you want to protect your whole family, including your pets. To help keep your family safe and help our best friends in their worst times, find tips at AmericanHumane.org.
Have you been putting off getting your colonoscopy due to COVID restrictions? Well, there's no better time than now. Due to the COVID-19 pandemic, colorectal cancer screenings have declined by 86%, and as a result, up to 10,000 more deaths are projected over the next decade. With early detection, colon cancer has a 90% survival rate, and it may even be preventable with a colonoscopy. At Reading Endoscopy Center, our number one priority is the health and safety of our patients, and our center has always been committed to maintaining strict infection control and prevention protocols. Schedule your colonoscopy today by calling us at 530-246-7000 or visiting readingendoscopy.com. Visit readingendoscopy.com.
Dogs and cats, I'll be giving away Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter. Take it from me, it's incredible. Lucy Pet Food, Office of Gold, those amazing t-shirts that say none of my friends walk upright. Mushroom Max, copies of my best-selling books, as well as hemp seed oil. So everyone that calls into the show and gets to talk to me live on the air will get one of these for their best friend. The phone, even if you just want to answer my question, which is, when you're feeling a little down and out or blue, does your dog or cat make you feel better? I'll still send you a great gift. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. As I said, plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. 877-725-8255. Just before I get back to the phone lines here, rough day at work, argument with the boss or significant other, how bringing that negativity into your home actually affects your dogs and cats. So if you had a rough day at the office, an argument with your significant other, leave it there. Don't bring it home. It affects the way your dogs and cats will react. 877-725-8255. Hey, Brad, Illinois, welcome to the Pet Show.
Hi, Warren. Thank you for taking my call. Long-time listener. Really enjoy your show.
Appreciate that. How can I help you today, Brad? Beautiful Central Illinois.
Yeah, it's hot and flat, but thank you. Warren, I got a kitten about 5 months old, and I noticed from when I first rescued her, I'd have a water bowl out. And I'd feed her, and then I'd go during the day, go work, and I noticed that she wasn't, the water wasn't, you know, going down in her bowl.
Yeah.
So I added water to her food, and you know, like a Fancy Feast, a little cup, you know, she'll take it in, but if I get too much water in there, keep trying to eat, and she'll shake her back hind leg like she stepped in water. It's really
okay. Weird. Well, yeah. Let me explain what's going on here. First of all, instinctively, cats do not like to drink water that's not moving. If you've ever watched a wildlife documentary and you see the lion or tiger or panther going to drink out of the water, they always take their paw and swat the water first. Instinctively. Cats realize that if water isn't moving, it may in fact not be good to drink. So what I would do is I would go out and I would invest in one of those battery-operated water fountains for cats. They're not expensive. This way, the water goes in there. It's constantly flowing, which gets the cat's interest. But at the same time, some of them even have filters to take out chlorine and stuff like that. But that's where I think I would be. If she's still not drinking out of that, then kind of get back to me. I'll give you some other ideas. But I think it's probably the stagnant water that's preventing her from drinking. Does she react if the water's turned on at the sink or anything like that?
I can't really say because I kind of shoo her away from the bathroom door because I don't want her getting into stuff. But she hasn't had any contact with running water. That's a great idea.
Yeah, running water is all the difference. Cats realize that running water generally means the water is pretty healthy.
Okay, one quick question.
Sure.
What about a rabbit water thing, you know, that has a little spout on it?
It's great for...
Trying?
No, it's not. Because it's the water, again, the water's not moving.
Okay.
See, with these fountains, the water's, it's like a small mini Niagara Falls, you know. The water flows slowly. And they're available on Amazon. They're available all over the place. That's what I would try first. If that doesn't work, Brad, you get back to me because I want to make sure she is, in fact, getting enough water. But you said you're adding water to her food, so you're ahead of the game anyway.
Okay, Warren. Hey, that's really helpful. It makes me feel a lot better. Really enjoy your show, sir.
Brad, don't go anywhere. I want to send you something. Can I?
Okay.
You got a new cat in the household. So, listen to me. I'm going to put you on hold, and the lovely Al is going to pick up, and I am going to send you, for your cat, some Lucy Pet's Cat's Incredible Cat Litter. It's a much better litter. It's going to be a lot healthier for the cat, a lot healthier in your home as well. So Lucy Pet's Cat Litter, Cat's Incredible Cat Litter on its way to you. I appreciate that phone call. Hey, by the way, great time to give me a call. I do have one open line. We're going to get to you, Daniel in Maui, Andrea in Missouri, Norman, Kentucky. We'll get to all your calls, 877-725-8255. Everyone that calls will, in fact, get a great gift for their pet. Again, that number, 877-725-8255. A quick break, then right back at you. Now, for quite a while now, over 2.5 years, you hear me talking about Lucy Pet Food and how with all the food on the market, Lucy Pet Food is the food I choose to feed my own guys, Molly and Willie. Why? I know where it's made, I know how it's made, and I know who makes it. It's not some big plant in the Midwest where they're making about 15, 20 different kinds of pet food. This is a plant that's for Lucy Pet Food, right here in Southern California, not too far away from where I live. So, if you want to keep your dogs healthy and happy, you want to make sure you feed them Lucy Pet Food. But don't take my word alone. Here's a listener, what they had to say.
Someone gave me a bag of that Lucy dog food, and my dog loved it. I mean, right away, you know, and I noticed that the ingredients, everything, and then I saw all the nutritional value about the healing, the gut, everything, you know, and I said, man, I got to get this dog food.
It's all there. If you want a total dog, and listen, guys, what can I tell you? It's the food I feed my own guys. There's nothing better on the market than Lucy Pet Farms like pet food. I know you know about probiotics, but this has prebiotics as well, which helps the probiotics even work better. If you want a healthy dog and a healthy cat, then Lucy Pet Food should be in their dishes. And now I'm glad to announce that Lucy Pet Farms for Life Pet Food not only has dry food, check out their new canned food for your pets as well at lucypetfood.com, amazon.com, chewy.com. Check it out today. As I said, you'll be happy. Your dogs and cats will be a whole lot healthier. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
You gotta put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky.
Put down the ducky. Yeah, you gotta leave the duck alone.
I'm Warren Eckstein, host of The Pet Show. 35 years ago, I put my reputation on the line, developing my Hugs and Kisses of vitamin mineral supplements for dogs and cats. Your favorite product now offers improved joint health, plus lecithin to reduce shedding and promote healthy skin and coat. Here's what my listeners say about the new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses.
I'm Ellie with Bassett Beagle Rescue of the Heartland. Our rescues arrive with dry, flaky skin and digestive problems. On the radio, I heard about the 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses and tried them on our worst cases. Within weeks, we noticed how much better their skin and coats looked. The prebiotics and probiotics in Hugs and Kisses supplements boosted our rescues' immune systems and digestion. Our senior beagles also responded to the joint health in Hugs and Kisses. Our rescues leave so much healthier than when they arrived, thanks to Hugs and Kisses.
The new 4-in-1 Hugs and Kisses is an Amazon's choice. Also, Walmart.com and Wish.com, or log on to thepetshow.com. That's thepetshow.com or call 1-800-430-4847, thepetshow.com.
Calling all busy electricians. Your job is about to get simpler. Introducing Leviton's new Contractor Connect, an online portal offering a host of educational resources, videos, customer support, expert content, and the latest on Leviton products. Jay Sherman is the Director of Residential Marketing at Leviton.
We understand that electrical contractors are busier than ever, and our goal is to lessen that load by giving them the resources they need right at their fingertips. Whether on a job site looking for installation support or using downtime to catch up on the latest industry news, Leviton Contractor Connect makes it easier than ever for contractors to stay productive and ahead of the competition.
Contractor Connect features the My Leviton Pro Support Program, which provides enrolled contractors with a dedicated customer service line and an easy-to-earn rewards program. Contractor Connect can be easily accessed at any time from any location. Visit Leviton.com/Contractor Connect to explore today.
If you think vaccines alone will protect you from COVID-19, think again. More breakthrough cases of COVID variants show that vaccinated people are still vulnerable to the deadly disease. To be safe, monitor regularly for fever, as it's the leading sign of COVID-19. Use Exergen, the only thermometer scientifically proven to detect fever. And beware of non-contact devices that miss 5 out of 6 fevers. Remember, vaccines are not enough. So protect yourself and your family with the Exergen Temporal Scanner. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Are you a business owner looking for funding? Greenbox Capital is here to help by providing easy working capital loans in as little as 24 hours. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to fill out a short form and get started today. With funding from $3,000 to $500,000, Greenbox Capital can help. Visit greenboxcapital.com/apply now to receive a special offer of 10% off cost of working capital. greenboxcapital.com/apply now and get business funding needed without stress from traditional lenders. greenboxcapital.com/apply now. That's funding for small businesses.
With the help of Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond, I get everyone's morning started with a smile. It has a delicious and hearty combination of the Cheerios you love, whole grain oats, and sliced almonds for an extra crunchy crunch. That's how I set the rhythm for a great day. Look for Cheerios Oat Crunch Almond in your local grocery store.
A new season is the perfect time to change up your look. And luckily, 21 Days of Beauty is happening now at Ulta Beauty. Snag daily beauty steals of 50% off the must-haves from brands like IT Cosmetics and Benefit. And discover new Gotta Have It launches from brands like Jaclyn Cosmetics and Tula. Experience the thrill of finding new faves during beauty's biggest event. But hurry, this event ends September 18th. Shop in-store, online, or try curbside pickup today. Ulta Beauty, the possibilities are beautiful.
Jumping on the bed. No more monkeys. Hey, we're listening to The Pet Show. If you got a question or a comment, want to share a story, brag about a new dog that you have, a new cat that you adopted, if you want to tell me if your dogs or cats make you feel better, if you're new to the show, my regular listeners know, but everyone that calls in and gets to talk to me will get an amazing gift for their dog or cat worth really $25, $35, $50 or even more. It's a great time to call me if you have a question, want to share a story, brag about your pet. The phone number, 877-725-8255. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. And as I said, if you get through and speak to me directly on the air, a great gift will be on its way for your pet. Not for you, but for your pet. 877-725-8255. Let me go to Daniel in Maui. Hey, Daniel, welcome to the show.
Hi, Warren. Thank you. I've been living transiently camping in the jungle for years. Three cats have found me, and I've been feeding three cats. I called you about 5 years ago when one of the cats got bit in the face by a centipede, and you were very helpful. As I am now qualified for housing, and I'm moving out of the jungle, and I don't know what to do about these three cats. Can I please put them on an airplane and send them to you?
Here's my address. Listen to me carefully, Daniel. What you need to do, are they spayed, they neutered?
One of them has the tag in her ear, The other two I can't get close to. They're so sweet and smart. I feed them in separate areas. Otherwise, they fight. And I've talked to the Humane Society here.
I was just
going to
ask, did you contact the Maui Humane Society? What did they say?
They said they're too overcrowded, that they would pick them, that if I was able to catch them, I could take them down to make sure they got spayed and chipped. However, they would just make me take them back.
But what I would do is, you know, besides the Humane Society, I'm sure there are some cat rescues and other private rescues in Maui. And so you need to contact them, and you need to find one that will either foster the cats or take the cats in after you get them spayed or neutered. It's not fair to the cats to leave them there because they've been on the, you know, they haven't been on their own. Basically, you've been feeding them and taking care of them for quite a while. So to leave them on their own is, you know, they might survive, but that's not the right thing to do. So I would work with, and I'm surprised the Maui Humane Society would not say, listen, here's a name of a couple of rescues that might be able to help you out a little bit in terms of lending you traps, helping you trap the cats, and then getting them here. I don't know one off the top of my head in Maui, but I'm sure there are many. We got a lot of listeners in Maui. There's got to be people out there that do this type of work, you know, TNR. But now what we want to do is we want to make sure that if these cats are rescued by one of those TNR groups, what they can do, make sure that they're physically in good shape and then release them into an area where there might be another group of cats that have also been TNR. That's the best. I mean, I don't know what else to tell you, Dan. It breaks my heart because I know you're going to miss them. And you can't bring them to the new location you're going to.
There you go. No, and they've gotten nice and plump, and they're just but you remind me, Warren, yes, there is a Nine Lives Maui who has helped me before years ago with the cats. So I will look up the Nine Lives.
Here's what I want you to do, Daniel. I want you to contact the Nine Lives, see if they'll help you out. If they in fact do help you out, what I want you to do is let them know, to have them contact me at mail@thepetshow.com, have them contact me so I can talk about them a little bit on the air and say what great work they do, and this, in fact, will help them get some donations as well. So I wish I had a better answer for you, Daniel, but I don't.
That's terrific. Thank you for your encouragement. I got goosebumps. Thank you.
Thank you, Dan. Listen, don't go anywhere. I'm going to put you on hold, Daniel. Let's send Daniel a T-shirt because he really is an animal lover. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255. Andrea, Norma, don't go anywhere. I got plenty of time for your calls. Lots of great stuff to give away. I got one line open, which is pretty rare. 877-725-8255. That is the way to get through. 877-725-8255. Quick break, then right back at you. Listen, you're listening to The Pet Show. I assume we all love animals. And if you love animals, you're going to want to help my good friends over at Delta Rescue. I've known Delta Rescue for 40 years. And Delta Rescue, thanks to you, my listeners, all around the United States, Canada, even Guam, Hawaii, all of my listeners, thanks to your support, they can help all of these animals. My good friend Leo Grillo, Delta's founder, asked that you please help them out. Put some lifetime work into helping them over. Listen to the number. 1,500. 1,500 rescued dogs, cats, and horses into the future. You know, I decided to make a bequest for Delta's rescued animals in my own estate planning because I know how much it would help. A bequest to Delta Rescue will actually make your legacy work for the animals, avoid fundraising costs, and provide tax benefits. Like any good guardian, Leo needs to make sure that all of these 1,500 animals that he rescued from the deserts, the forests, the streets, all across America, never have to worry again. And take it from me, believe me, they don't. Delta Rescue, by the way, is a top-ranked charity by CharityWatch.com, and they prove every single day that your donation dollars are hard at work. But even if you're not ready to make long-range plans, every donation is a chance to keep more than 1,500 abandoned cats, dogs, and horses happy, safe, and yes, loved for the first time in their entire lives. I urge you, please log on to DeltaRescue.org. I want you to see the individual stories of how these pets that were thrown away in the past were in fact rescued. Then give them a call. Here's their number, 661-269-4010. Ask for details on how to include Delta's rescued animals in your estate plan like I did, or to make a donation. I urge you, please log on to DeltaRescue.org, deltarescue.org or give them a call at 661-269-4010, 661-269-4010. Take it from me, the over 1,500 animals that are rescued and are there will thank you every day. So check out deltarescue.org. I'm Warren Eckstein. This is The Pet Show.
This is Judy Maxwell. Life can happen in an instant. Sometimes you plan for it, like retirement or taking care of your family. Sometimes it's a surprise, like a winter storm with home or property damage. Sometimes it may be an unexpected accident or illness or even a premature death. Whatever life throws at you, you'll wish you had gotten the right insurance when you had the chance. That's where Maxwell Insurance can help. For more than a quarter century, we've been serving the North State because it's our home, too. Give us a call at 221-0441 to let us help you review your policies and prepare you for whatever your future holds. Maxwell Insurance, 1378 Hilltop Drive, 221-0441.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.
Song and people doing the dance on social media. Now, to top it off, Applebee's has brought back their Oreo cookie shakes so everyone can celebrate just like my song. What's better than that, y'all?
To find your local restaurant for a fancy-like date night, visit applebees.com/restaurants.
Brought to you by Bank of America. A recent Bank of America survey found 61% of college students practice saving. However, just 45% create and stick to a budget. Budgeting is a critical lifelong skill and allows you to save strategically. Aaron McCullen, Head of Deposit Products at Bank of America.
As a college student, it's all too easy to overspend and bust your budget. Every dollar counts when purchasing textbooks, restocking the fridge, or catching up with friends over dinner. When you head back to campus and activities ramp up, creating or updating your budget is critical. Also look for ways to start saving for the future, even if it's a small amount. Automatic saving tools like Bank of America's Keep the Change make it easy to incorporate savings into everyday college life.
Keep the Change rounds purchases made with a Bank of America debit card to the nearest dollar and transfers the change to a savings account. Learn more at bankofamerica.com/students.
Why should you trust Brembo Brakes? Because 60 years of racing, testing, braking, and bettering. Because dogs in the road, indecisive squirrels, and that kid chasing the lost ball. Because tiny humans in the back seat and blind turns in front of you. Because every car should be equipped with the same kind of performance, safety, and comfort that manufacturers and professional drivers trust every day. Visit buybrembo.com and learn more about the most trusted brakes in braking.
And we are back on The Pet Show. I'm Warren Eckstein. We're going to get to you, Andrea, Norma, Jean, Joe. We're going to answer all your calls, I promise. I don't have to break for the top there. But listen, if you were listening just a couple of minutes ago, we had a call from my friend Daniel, who was actually living out in the sticks somewhere in Maui and was really concerned about these cats that he had. So, Daniel, if you're listening, Denise just brought into me, you know, I have my own 501c3 nonprofit organization. You should check it out, called the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund. So if you go to hugsandkissesanimalfund.org, you can check it out. You can make a donation. And what I do is I make donations to all of the smaller mom-and-pop organizations I can all around the United States. And we actually made a donation to a group in Maui called Ninth Life. Ninth Life, and the woman's name is Phyllis Tavares, T-A-V-A-R-E-S. So, Daniel, I want you to check out Ninth Life. Ninth Life, it's a cat sanctuary in Maui. I understand they do amazing work, so check them out. We had made a donation from the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund to them. It's called Ninth Life. There are so many organizations that people aren't aware of. And let me just push this here for a second. You don't often hear me talk about my own Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund. No one at the fund, no one gets a salary. There's no profit. There's no money taken. Every penny that comes into the Hugs and Kisses Animal Fund is immediately sent out. Who do we send it to? We send it to the organizations you may not have heard of. Maybe it's a mom-and-pop group in Maui or a mom-and-pop group in Kentucky. So far, we've sent out donations to every single state in America. So if you want to help me out to keep helping these small organizations out, check out my foundation, HugsAndKissesAnimalFund.org, HugsAndKissesAnimalFund.org. Every single penny goes to the small mom-and-pop organizations, and we only donate money to the organizations that don't have any fundraisers, that don't have any salary personnel, just the people that are out there really doing the work. Hey, the phone number here, 877-725-8255, 877-725-8255. Quick break, then right back to all of your phone calls. I'm Warren Eckstein, and you're listening to The Pet Show.
On a planet of the sun.
According to research, 82% of people remember radio ads. That means that 82% of you listening right now will remember that this is an ad for ZipRecruiter. If you're hiring, 82% of you will recall that ZipRecruiter makes hiring faster and easier. And 82% of you will note that you can try ZipRecruiter for free today. But you have to go to ZipRecruiter.com/find. 82% of you will keep in mind that ZipRecruiter's technology finds qualified people for your job and actively invites them to apply.
Doc, is that you? Who are you talking to?
82% of you will also know that I, live with my mom. But the most important thing to note is that ZipRecruiter works. In fact, 4 out of 5 employers who post on ZipRecruiter get a quality candidate within the first day. Will you be part of the 82% who remember where you can try ZipRecruiter for free? It's ZipRecruiter.com/find. Again, that exclusive link is ZipRecruiter.com/find. That's ZipRecruiter.com/find.
The news from Town Hall is brought to you on KCNR Shasta Reading by Shasta Regional Medical Center. Your life, your health, your choice. Shasta Regional Medical Center.